wonderful remembered garbage.
Yes, exactly.
Tom Betts, thanks very much. Now, once you've taught your computer to talk, the next step, obviously, is to teach it to sing. And now there's a new art form. Well, maybe that's pitching it a bit strong. There's a new form of entertainment, again, with its own website, dictionaryoki.org. Let me introduce, on the line from Nashville, Tennessee, Pimp Daddy Supreme. So, Pimp, if I'm allowed to use your first name, what's the story behind Dictionaryoki?
Okay, well, basically, a Dictionaryoki track is very simple. When we first found Merriam-Webster.com in 2001, they had just announced a pronunciation guide. When you looked up a word, you could click a little red speaker, and it would say the name of whatever word you looked up. Well, once me and my friends saw that online, we all said, wow, here's every word in the English language. Let's turn around, sample these, and throw them over the top of other songs, and make the dictionary sing karaoke.
I hear that train coming. It's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, and I don't know when I'm done in Folsom prison, and I keep dragging on. But that train keeps moving on down to San Antonio.
Now, there's something strange about voice synthesis, isn't there? You know, when we listen to it, after a while, it really does get quite funny, doesn't it? Is it somehow or other, we can't really believe in it. Do you find it funny?
Well, of course computer synthesis is funny. It's funny that we as people feel so lonely that we feel the need to create a fake version of ourselves to keep us company or to emulate us. What's going to happen is eventually it's going to progress so much that we're going to be able to have these programs at home that will be able to call up our friends or call up on business lines with our own voices and do our work for us. But in the meantime, to listen to some of these voices is silly, because some of them are pretty cheesy and pretty bad, and others are just, you know, it's soulless. It's funny.
But your Dictionaryoki, I mean, it's really taken off, hasn't it? I mean, you're getting worldwide interest?
Oh, actually, yes. Well, we started it in 2001, and within a month, we had 100,000 hits. We get tons of email from all over the world, and some of it that we can read. People from India had written us, and they said, can we use your songs in a classroom, simply because our songs pronounce things so well that they felt that it would be a good teaching aid in their classrooms. Isn't that odd?
Thanks ever so much, Pimp Daddy Supreme Shane Martin. Nice talking to you.
Cheers.
Cheers, exactly. Cheers.
Exactly.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Honey, if I
get restless.
Baby, you're not that kind.
Don't go breaking my heart.
You take the weight off me.
Honey,
when you
knock
on my
door,
who gave you my key?
Incredible. Now, if you've been hiding behind the sofa while we've been talking about computers, you can come out now.